I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The COVID-19 coronavirus is turning everything upside down, and some DNR programs are not immune either. We'll talk a little more about those disruptions coming up in just a moment. As the COVID-19 novel coronavirus pandemic continues, several DNR programs are already cooked for the year. The Archery and School State Championship has been canceled. All hunter education classes for the time being are called off. And now the ever-popular Gold Rush, which we previously told you about, is going to be put on hold and may not happen at all, according to West Virginia DNR Director Steve McDaniel.
We get thousands of people turn out for the annual Gold Rush. What we've decided to do, we've got over 50,000 of those in the hatchery. We can hold on to them a little while longer, probably about a month or so. We're going to postpone the stocking of the fish for the Gold Rush until into the probably the 1st of May, and then we'll take a look and see, you know, where we are at with it, with this the pandemic that's going on, and if it allows, we'll go ahead and have the Gold Rush then. If not, we'll probably just mix them in with the rest of the fish and get them out into the streams in May.
And if they do have the Gold Rush in May, that means the streams are going to have to change a bit, since there will be a stark rise in temperature in some of those waters.
We stock the lakes at our parks, and then the waters start to warm up. And you know, Chris, golden trout are a little bit harder to catch than the other trout. They're a little bit more picky, so they tend to last in the waters longer. So if we do end up doing it in early May, I'm sure Jim Hedrick will alter the waters that we put them in, because we want to make sure that they have good chance for survival, to give people a chance to catch them. But
Governor Jim Justice this week issued a stay-at-home order, which has many people out of work with little else to do but go fishing. Even trout fishing is being impacted due to excessive crowds around the truck. DNR is going to continue to stock, but they're not going to publicize where they're putting the fish.
Following the governor's directive, we want to make sure that we keep people as safe as we can. And we're seeing a lot of folks on the streams because they're off work and out of school. So temporarily, we are going to cease of posting the daily trout stocking schedule online and the trout stocking hotline. We're going to continue to put the fish in the water as we always have, but we're not going to announce where we're putting them or where we've stocked. We think that's in the best interest of the public at this point.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.